On September 20th, 2019, students in Tacoma joined a global climate strike. Here are some of their voices.
We're gonna strike 'cause the waters are rising.
We're gonna strike 'cause the waters are rising.
We're gonna strike 'cause the people are dying.
We're gonna strike 'cause the people are dying.
We're gonna strike for life and everything we love.
We're gonna strike for life and everything we love.
We're gonna strike for you, will you strike for us?
We're gonna strike for you, will you strike for us?
Good afternoon. You're here with Radio Tacoma. We're at the global climate strike organized by Sunrise Washington. And I have with me here today...
Paula Davidson.
Paula. And why are you here today, Paula?
I'm here today because I think it's time to show up for Mother Nature. I think that, I look around and I see a lot of beautiful things in Washington, but I know that there's something under the surface. I know that there's something that we haven't really been looking at. It's been under the rug, so to speak, and it's time to kind of look at that and see what can we do with the foundation that we've laid. And I really enjoy the energy with action. And this is action. This is us moving. This is us getting out there through something that is bigger than us, which is our planet. So that's why I'm here. You know, I like drinking water, and I like being able to hike in nature, and I don't want to see all of that go away. And I don't want to see that going away for grandkids. I don't have any children, but I don't have any children yet. Sure, I don't have any puppies, but, like, I couldn't imagine going out and there not being a park to walk on because, you know, the air quality or all that stuff. So I showed up because I want to connect with more people that are doing actionable steps.
Okay. Well, thank you so much.
Of course, thank you.
Let's start this. Okay, so I'm here today with...
Bobby.
Okay, Bobby, and why are you here today at the Global Climate Strike?
Well, I'm really just here to, like, spread awareness about climate or global warming and things like that to make sure that people make a difference, you know, because everybody, when people get together like this, you can really make such a big difference, especially with, like, when we're going to go walk up to the council and, you know, hopefully declare an emergency so then people start caring more about global warming because it is a very important thing that needs to be addressed.
Thank you. Thank you. And I see that you are both carrying monarch butterflies. Can you tell me a little bit about that?
Well, my mom made these. She's really good at this kind of stuff. So we made these because monarch butterflies are one of the many creatures that are being affected by global warming because they're dying off and there are diseases that are killing them off, and, like, along with a lot of other insects that are being negatively affected by global warming. So we're just helping spread awareness.
Okay, and can you give me your first name?
Jean.
Right. Jean. Thank you. Thank you. Jean and?
Bobby.
Yep. Okay. And let me get a picture of this.
Okay, cool.
Okay, your name and why are you here today?
My name is Emily Weeb, and I'm here today because I want to live in a world where everything is clean and we don't have to keep fighting to, like, live on the earth, and we can go to school and we don't have to give up anything so we can have a good future.
Amen. Let's see what your sign says. Can you read it to me?
It says, Ignatius said, go forth and set the world on fire. I don't think this is what he meant.
I love it.
Thank you.
Oh, thank you so much, Emily.
Thank you.
And you are?
Liberty Evans Agnew.
Okay, Liberty. And can you tell me why you're here today?
I'm here because the government, as I see it, is not doing a lot to combat climate change, which is, you know, threatening all of our futures, and I want to protect our humanity, and humanity as we know it, because civilization is going to change a lot if people don't do something about it now, like in this next year, like not 10 years from now, now.
I like that message.
Yeah.
Now. Yeah. Well, let me get a picture of you both, okay?
Okay.
All right.
Who you are and why you're here today?
Well, my name is Maya, and I'm here today because our Earth, obviously, is dying, and it seems like nobody's really doing a lot to combat that, but I think it's really important for a lot of people to be here today to see that we really care about this, and it's an important issue that people need to pay more attention to.
I'm glad to hear that. Are you guys, have you heard of the little Swedish girl who's took a solar-powered sailboat, and she testified before Congress along with some of, along with someone from Seattle too. I don't know if you knew that. Jeannie Margolin, I think, is her name. Anyway, so I'm just happy to see you guys all out here. Could you tell me who you are and why you're here?
Yeah, I'm Tyler, and I want to, and I came out here because I want to I want to tell the world that this is a really important issue and we care about it, because this is, I think that this is the most important issue, because this is going to decide our future forever, what we do now.
Thank you very much, Tyler.
You're welcome.
My name is Madison Leone. I'm a senior at Stadium High School, and I'm here. My dad told me about it. My dad's Enrique Leone. He's on the school board right now, and he told me about this, and then I told my friends about it, and so we're here to support.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Great. And you are?
Yeah. Hi, my name is Emma Robinson, and I'm from Stadium High School. I'm a senior also.
Okay.
Yeah.
You're here?
I'm here with Madison. I learned about it because of her dad and his, like, support of climate change and the crisis right now.
Okay. And are you both aware of other young people all around the country that are getting involved with this movement?
Yeah.
Sunrise Movement, I think it's called.
Yeah, it's so exciting.
Yeah. Okay, well, thank you so much.
Yeah,
glad you're here.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I'm Arietta, and I'm here because I want to help climate change.
Okay. You want to help the Earth, and anything in particular about the Earth that you're concerned about?
I'm concerned because, like, icebergs are melting, and, like, those big hurricanes and storms. And, like, last year there was a lot of smoke, and there was a lot of wildfires, and things were dying.
Okay. Well, thank you for coming today, and I love your sign. Can you read it to me?
Make change now. Don't wait.
Amen. Thank you. Okay. Can you let me know who you are and why you're here today at the Global Climate Strike?
My name is Maya, and I'm here because I want to be able to have kids and be able to have a planet for them to grow up on.
That's a short and sweet message.
Yeah. Yep.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah.
Would you let me know?
Sure.
Your name and why you're here today?
My name is Ari, and I'm here today because there is no planet B, and I want the world to recognize that we need action on climate change now.
Great. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Big do wash the hamatakiapi. Good afternoon. Hello, my relatives. So first, what I'd like to do is introduce myself. My name is Mariah E. And I am Hunkpapa Lakota and proud. So what I'm here to really talk about is the climate change. I don't want this speech to be loud and angry, but come on, this world is dying. Our world is dying. Our animals are dying. And they're not even noticing it. For example, the whales, the fish, and every type of animal and mammal there is. Even us, like the MMIW and the MMIP, and they're just over there digging holes in the ground and abusing Mother Earth against the law. I mean, would you like it if I drilled a hole in your stomach? No, you wouldn't. Neither would I. In fact, I would get arrested. So let's make a change. Palami Aye, thank you.
13 years old, world famous snowboarder. Now let Devin take it over for himself.
Hi, my name is Devin, and this is the first time I've done like a speech in front of a crowd, so sorry about that. But I'm a member of the Puyallup tribe, and this is a global problem that needs to stop now. We can't just ask them to stop, we need to demand it, because the first official glacier has ever melted, and that's never happened before, so this is a bigger problem. What did they say, like 11 years until we're not able to turn back? Like, that's not that long. This is a big problem that it might not seem big, but everyone needs to get up, and we need to demand that this needs to stop now. Thank you.
Although we have the solutions, we know what we need to be doing. We know we need to transfer off of fossil fuels. We know we need a just transition to a green economy. But the people in power are not paying attention. Instead, they are asleep at the wheel. They're not taking the action, the climate crisis, at the scale that really is. They have delayed, and now we're strides behind where we need to be and if we want to have a livable future. So what are we doing? The young people are taking over. So today, we are making history. If you have watched the news, young people from over 150 countries are striking together. About 300,000 young people in Australia did not go to school and instead took the streets demanding that our politicians pay attention to us.
Yeah.
This movement, which was inspired by Greta Thunberg, generated global attention around the climate crisis and has empowered millions of students in the United States and abroad to unite against the most powerful institutions in the world. And so here today, we are also striking. We are not going to school, we are not continuing life as normal, because our future is not for certain. How many people here today are participating in the first rally or strike? Awesome, thank you so much. And I just wanna talk a little bit about why are we striking? Why is this important? As I said before, if we don't allow life to continue as normal, if we don't go to school, if we don't work, then people in power have to pay attention to us. We may not be able to vote, we may be called too young and too naive, but we can still disrupt the status quo. So that is why we're here today.
Yeah.
Go, kids.
And here in Tacoma, we are rallying in People's Park, so we are able to come together to share our stories, to practice raising our voices. And yes, we'll be doing a lot of singing, but we're also doing preparing to march down to the city council, where the seat and the power of our city lies. And we're gonna ask the people who we elected to represent us to pay attention to us and to actually act at the scale and the size that the climate crisis demands. So when we walk down to city council, we're gonna be joining the protectors of the Salish Sea, who are doing a 4-day march all the way to Olympia to declare a climate crisis in the state of Washington. And we're gonna be echoing their demands here in the city of Tacoma. So we are demanding that city council declare a climate emergency in the city of Tacoma. We are demanding that they terminate all new and current fossil fuel expansion projects. We are demanding that they update the Environmental Action Plan to reflect the size and the scope of the climate crisis. But most importantly, we're demanding that they're going to center justice in all of the above demands. This means that they're going to honor the treaties protecting indigenous lands, water, sovereignty. They're going to ensure a just transition for communities in the front lines of the climate crisis. And they're going to welcome those displaced by the climate disasters. The fact is, the only way politicians stay silent and don't do anything about the climate crisis is when we allow them to stay silent. When we strike, we will be too loud to ignore. This is our moment. From the mountains to the coasts, from the cities to the plains, we're growing the largest youth-led movement to stop climate change while reversing injustice.
Anna Wynn, and I'm a junior at SAMI. Hey guys. Okay, I'm a part of Students in Action, a group for common sense gun legislation to decrease gun violence in America. Okay. But here's the thing. Climate crisis and gun violence, it is a crisis. And to prevent this and that and to fix everything, we need you guys to vote, okay? And if you say you are not old enough to vote, that is wrong. If you are 16 or 17, you can still sign up on this page, and by the time you're 18, you can receive a ballot in the mail, and you will be automatically registered. And if you are a felon, you can still vote, okay? That law has been changed, okay? And the numbers and every vote counts, okay? So please register to vote. And people are walking around with clipboards, and there is a booth in the back. Thank you. Have a nice day. Enjoy the strike.
At this point, the global climate strike moved down to City Hall, where the students continued with their stories.
Which side are you on now? Which side are you on? Which side are you on now? Which side are you on? Storm surge and fires burn when you don't hear them call. Cause fossil fuels are paying you, doesn't weigh on you at all. Doesn't weigh on you at all.
So that me and my sisters can have a better future and take our children to green places like the national parks.
Yeah. Hold my hand. Oh, baby, it's a long way down to the bottom of the river. Hold my hand. Oh, baby, it's a long way down, a long way down.
I'm from Alaska, and I grew up in wilderness. And I was so used to skiing and snowshoeing and hiking. And I loved the wilderness. And then I moved away, and I watched my home crumble. I watched wildfires surge, and the air quality was so bad that my family wasn't supposed to leave their house. And it's been devastating to watch the way my home's been destroyed. So I'm fighting to have my home be preserved, to be livable for my future.
But I'm fighting for a world in which I don't have to worry about my hometown burning down, in which my friends can leave the house without smelling smoke, in which school doesn't have to be canceled because it isn't safe to go outside.
Hold my hand. Oh, baby, it's a long way down to the bottom of the river. Hold my hand. Oh, baby, it's a long way down.
I was always political. My mum's family fled the India-Pakistan partition. My dad's family fled the Kashmir conflict. I was always political, but I didn't know what kind of political I was. It wasn't until 2015 when I was at university and I went to visit my dad's hometown with him. And he was so excited to see the lake that he remembered from his childhood. It was going to be this magnificent, serene, beautiful, dull lake that we were going to see, but when we got there, there was barely a shadow of what the lake used to be. So much of it had dried up, it was so dirty, it was full of pollutants, and nobody was there anymore. And then I decided that there was only one type of political to be, and it was environmental. Because it doesn't matter where you do this work, who you do it for, it affects everyone, everywhere. The planet comes first.
Hold my hand. Oh, baby, it's a long way down, a long way down.
Hi, my name is Devin Bryan, and I'm here fighting for the snow. Soon, maybe in the next couple generations, they won't be able to ride the kind of mountains I do or send the kind of cliffs I do and go the places we go.
I lived in Florida for the first 5 years of my life, and I don't want to be able to go, I want to be able to go back there where it's not, like, scalding hot.
I'm fighting so that we don't have to have a refugee climate crisis.
Hello. This needs to stop. Climate change just needs to stop, period.
I'm going to speak on behalf of someone else who's a little too shy to come up here, but he said that he wants to keep fighting for the fact that we should be able to fish and that our water should be clean.
Hold my hand. Oh, baby, it's a long way down to the bottom of the river. Hold my hand. Oh, baby, it's a long way down, a long way down.
I just don't want the world to be like a video game I play called Fallout. So please, please. don't destroy the world for me. I just want to keep playing my video games.
Hold my hands. Oh, baby, it's a long way down to the bottom of the river. Hold my hands. Oh, baby, it's a long way down, a long way down.
People like to deny climate change, but you can't deny facts, and you can't deny the proof that every one of us can see the effects of climate change. Oh. All of us can see it. It's not a conspiracy. And we need to do something about this. And if we don't, then all this money that people love so much will have no, it won't matter. Because all of our lives will just be ruined. I'm fighting for the earth in all of our lives.
Yeah. Hold my hands. Oh baby, it's a long way down to the bottom of the river. Hold my hands. Oh baby, it's a long way down, a long way down.
Hello, my name is Ren, and I am 26, and I am here because in 2005, I watched all of New Orleans drowned under a hurricane our administration didn't care about. And in August of this year, we watched thousands go missing in the Bahamas, and no one will take them in.
This is our world. We get to make choices, and frankly, let's make our voices heard. This is our world. Let's live it.
Hold my hands. Oh baby, it's a long way down to the bottom of the river. Hold my hands. Oh baby, it's a long way down, a long way down.
My name is Hong Ta, and I'm nervous about a lot of things. But by far, what I am most anxious about is the apocalyptic catastrophe waiting all of us in the future.
That's right.
Climate change. Furthermore, I have so much anxiety about the inaction of our local, federal, international governments in ignoring this issue. I've always had a lot of anxiety just thinking about climate change ever since I learned about it in elementary school. But now, it feels like I grapple with it more often than I ever have before. And it's because I have to, and so do a lot of us. We hear about it all the time in school or in the news. When I was younger, it was so easy to ignore it and pretend it didn't exist. Now, it's impossible to do so. As a first-year college student, it's hard not to think about why my education even matters if there's not even going to be a future to have a career. Me and all of you, we're acting on our anxiety. I have metal straws, save the turtles, a reusable water bottle, reusable coffee tumblers, reusable sandwich bags, and reusable grocery bags. I ride the bus when I can. I always try to reduce, reuse, or cycle. But even if all of us did this, that's nowhere near enough. Capitalism and our government has let corporations run amok. They are allowed to release as much carbon emissions as they want, spill oil into our oceans, build pipelines through indigenous lands, and destroy our future. Yeah, it's my plastic straw that's killing the environment. Yeah. It's ridiculous, the corporate gaslighting when it comes to who is responsible for climate change. Individual choices do matter, don't get me wrong. But it's important that we work to become more eco-conscious as well. But we can't ignore the truth that our governments have allowed for the legalized, reckless destruction of our home to occur. As Aaron mentioned, over the past few weeks, I worked on a climate change podcast at my internship at KUW. It's a Sound Cues podcast, and it's a local Seattle NPR station. And it worked to answer this question that me and a lot of my friends were wondering. What's the most effective way to fight climate change in the Puget Sound? We interviewed a climate scientist and a Washington transportation policy manager. They both said the same thing. Transformative change needs to occur. Big structural change. Going to a protest is going to raise awareness, but to solve climate change requires even more action. Call your Washington state representative and senator. Call them. Like, really, like, I know a lot of us don't use our phones to call people, but, like, pick up your phone. Anyways, organize, register to vote, do your research, vote no on Initiative 976, which according to Sierra Club will devastate our transportation system and cut funding that would otherwise go to local transit systems. Vote for candidates who will prioritize climate change. So if you're old enough to vote, do it. We're going to be voting in November. We are going to be striking. And in a few years, we are going to run for office. This will not be the last time you hear from us. Thank you.
I'd like to say that it's really great to see a bunch of young faces out here taking part in the political process. I think it's really awesome. You know, just when I think millennials aren't into it, seeing you guys out here is really, really, really uplifting. So I'd like to give you props on that. And then I'd like to end with a Native American song. It's about Earth. You know, as we give thanks to Tunkashala, the creator, that's where we give thanks ultimately. So I'd like to say. You brought me to this world that I love so. Yahero, hey, 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 Yahero, hey,
These students will remain active and are gaining support from unions, other environmental groups, voting rights groups, and support from people like you. For more information, go to sunrisemovement.org.